Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Curtis Ruhlman.
Yes, indeed. Man, you got it down to a science, man. That's like... was probably about the dozen times that you've done it now, and yeah, I think I think you got it. I think you're ready for your own show.
He's got it.
No, you don't think you're ready for your own show yet?
I think he is, but
no, just give it time. Maybe another dozen times of doing it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
But that's how you're going to make your millions, right? You're going to be a rich and famous radio talk show host? No, he's not. He's not talking. He's shy now.
Now he's shy.
Okay. Well, like he said, he's Andreas. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I'm here with his dad, Andreas, your motivational coach and speaker with I Believe Myself Coach and Speaking.
Yes, sir.
Is. And this would not be the Common Good Radio Show, at least with me here, if I did not give grace to a very loving Father that blesses us so very much, that continues to make it so we can do an awesome radio show, that we get to partner with amazing people and organizations that are the backbone of our community, that they most of all allow us to wake up every day and live a happy, healthy life. And I'd like to start off with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. So, as the medium Andreas said, we have Mr. Curtis Ruhlman with Action Print and Copy here in studio with us. Those who haven't had the good fortune to catch him or one of the representatives from Action Print and Copy on our show before, I'm sorry for you, but luckily you've caught him today. And kind of give a little background, Andreas and I have became like good friends, I think, with Curtis and Steve, kind of the head sales guy, through going to the Arizona Sands Club and all the cool stuff they've done. And you know, just through that meeting, you know, we've obviously had them on the show doing this partnering. They also print our Common Good News, which is a two-page full-length print editorial at several locations around the city. And they also recently have printed hundreds of copies of a children's book that I made. So we've definitely been really blessed and fortunate not only to meet this, you know, amazing group, but to have a lot of work done by them and done great. So thank you once again, Curtis, for being here on the show with us, brother.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us. Yeah. And thanks for the business and the partnership, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, it's like just when I think I have a good grasp of what the printing and copy business is, one, I learned something more, and two, I see just through doing business with you guys, one, how like much of a plethora and array of options and choices there are, but really like how much you guys do. Like, you really handle a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we have trouble saying no, I think, which sometimes gets me in trouble. My crew gets a challenge. You know, someone I spoke to recently, we were talking about printing, and he said it's printing is about communication, really, and everything we do is helping others communicate. Mm-hmm. And so, whether it be paper and print, or T-shirts and apparel with messages or logos on them, everything, you know, is about communicating in one fashion or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a vital thing, really, you know, free speech and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, we just look at it as we are helping people communicate.
Mm.
So whether it's your book, the children's book, you're teaching people about homelessness, you know, or just, you know, getting the information out, you know, that's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess even if we're printing art, paintings, that would still be some form of communication, but most of what we do is you know, for businesses and individuals, but it's all about that communication.
Mm-hmm. And a question I've been kind of like pondering, especially all the different type of stuff that I print, whether it's, you know, a document for school, whether it's like different documents that I have for meetings or presentations that I'm doing, like the books, the print editorials. It's just like, it's an array of documents that I do. And particularly like just thinking of like your everyday person and the printing that they need to do. What are some of the like ways, the cost effective ways for people to save money, or ways that people can save money with your everyday traditional printing?
Well, I mean, first off, I think we have the best prices in town. We have self-service options for people who want to come in and make their own. It's great for students who need to, you know, watch their budget, obviously. Mm. But a lot of the things that come up are, it has to do with the size and the layout of things. And a lot of times people design something that is great, looks great on the screen, mm-hmm. but it doesn't translate to the printed piece. Mm-hmm. It might not be the right size to where you can use the paper efficiently. Mm-hmm. If you have to waste a lot of paper, then that gets more costly. Mm. So, you know, if we have to spend a lot of time kind of redesigning things for people, that can add to the cost. Mm. So mm-hmm. if you're talking about, you know, cost effective, to me, it's more about kind of understanding the sizes of paper and for us, since we're generally a quick printer, you know, we're working with sheets of paper that are smaller than maybe a large printer, but a large printer can't do what we can on a scale. You know, they need large numbers for the economics to make sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas for us, I mean, we can make some pretty great products if somebody even just wants, you know, four or five things, you know, four or five small books. We can do those at a pretty cost effective rate. Mm-hmm. But definitely having it designed to print helps.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing also that I'm hearing and that I've seen just in work with you guys is kind of like people, sometimes we try to like go above and beyond, overboard on our project, where maybe if we were to simplify it, we could probably save a little money here and there. And you know, and still probably get the same result that we were looking
for
out of the product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes people are too close to the project and they, you know, they don't understand that if, you know, the person that wasn't involved in the design of it, they're going to see it. And again, back to the communication thing, mm-hmm. sometimes less is more. Mm-hmm. You know, that you can overthink it, I guess, a little bit too much. The main thing is getting it done and out in front of people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something that I learned quite a bit in putting together my children's book, which I had like this real kind of almost to the moon expectations of what I wanted from it. And then, you know, once we got it done, it was just like, oh, okay, actually, this is good. And this is actually affordable in comparison to that $50 book that I wanted to put together.
Yeah, I mean, it all just depends on the volume and what your needs are. Mm-hmm. But again, a lot of times it's just about getting something out there in front of somebody quick, and that's where we come in. We turn stuff quick.
For sure. Well, we'll talk about all that and more after this break. That's Curtis Roman with Action Print and Copy. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Let's try it again. We'll be back right after this break. You guys hang in right there.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
Roofs R Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs R Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs R Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs R Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarhot.com now.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Curtis Rollman.
Yeah, that's right. We're back for the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. One of the good organizations that we have that we've done a lot of great work with. We've seen them do a lot of amazing jobs. This is summertime for them, which apparently is a slow time for a lot of people because a lot of the population kind of leave. A lot of events aren't really going on as they would usually go on this time of year. But yeah, thanks, Curtis, for being here.
We're not that slow, but yeah. Schools are a big customer of ours, and you know, just generally in Tucson, everybody slows down.
Yeah,
goes on vacation.
Yeah. So. And then, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, what you do, and you know, like in regards to like what kind of like paper stock is most ideal for like, you know, presentations. Cause I do a lot of presentations and, you know, I go into schools and speak to them, and then they're always printing out stuff for myself to make sure that we have everything. Like, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, some people love a gloss look. Some people like a matte look. I mean, to me, it's more about the feel. If it's a presentation and you want somebody to really, you know, be impressed, it's sort of the feel of it. I kind of in between those is a silk paper. Kind of gives it a elevated, even though it's not that expensive, it just kind of gives you a little bit more of a nicer feel to it. Brightness is big when it comes to media printing, because you know, a lot of people don't realize how color, first of all, is probably the biggest thing. The old days of, oh, we can't print in color because it's, you know, so expensive. People read and retain things that are in color much more than, I mean, there's plenty of studies. If you hand somebody two things, you know, just the fact, like even this document here has a little bit of color highlighting certain things. It's, people retain it much more. So, you know, if you really are presenting or selling something or promoting yourself, you've got to do it in color.
Okay. Interesting.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Because I've been doing my presentations, but I've been doing them in just black and white. And that makes total sense because when I look at this, it really stands out for me when I look at the color. So
yeah, and even the print editorial that I have, you know,
yeah, it really stands out.
I chose to do it in color rather than the black and white version of its predecessor, because I really wanted it to grab people in a way that didn't grab me.
Well, I think a true proof of all that is, if you actually do read a newspaper still today, some people do. I pick one up every once in a while. But, you know, in the old days, there was no color. It was all black and white. And, you know, but now it's almost all color. You look through these things and it's amazing how the newspaper is just full of color print. And when we were kids, that didn't even exist.
Yeah.
But little by little, and it really is just because, you know, it's more impressive. People retain it. People will actually read an article if it's in color versus something that's in black and white.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, we have many different types of paper. Although right now it's a big challenge. Paper shortages are a real thing, and we are just like every other printer out there in the world, and even offices. I hear from companies all the time say they can't even get copy paper, and it's a bad deal right now with all the supply chain issues and the, you know, everything is upside down right now. So sometimes we have to tell people, I know you would like this, but here's an alternative, and if you really want to get this thing done, that's what we can do right now. And you know, in our world, speed is right up there with quality. I mean, people, everybody wants it tomorrow or today. And so we have to kind of get creative sometimes because the paper shortages are pretty bad right now.
And I guess kind of in line, but separate question is like environmentally friendly options. Is that something kind of you guys like get into, specialize in?
You know, we have some options there. We recycle as much as we can. I mean, in the process of creating, you know, printed jobs, there's a lot of trimming. There's a lot of waste. Just like I was saying before, you know, the least amount of waste possible, the better. But you know, we do our best to recycle. So much of the process is safer now, less chemicals. We run digital products that, you know, there's not a lot of you know, harsh chemicals, and there's, you know, air filters on all the machines and things like that. So you know, it the reality of recycled paper, I mean, all the paper is recycled. So that's the other thing I like to tell people all the time is paper is you know, you're not killing trees. You're cutting trees down, but you're planting more trees because it's like it's a farm. It's so, you know, if you're okay eating broccoli and corn and everything else that gets grown and renewed, paper is the same way. Every bit of it nowadays is the trees are grown to make paper. So, you know, that's kind of the reality for many years. You know, we're not knocking down forests in South America or anything like that. So, but some recycled paper, you know, people can make a choice, but some recycled paper they're just not happy with. You know, when it's fully recycled, you know, I think you know what I mean. Some of the paper that's looks almost brown, and you know, the reality is that people don't really want that. If they want it. And we can get it. Absolutely. We, you know, we don't care. We'll print almost anything for everyone, you know, almost everyone, you know, and because we're in business. That's what you do. But like I said, other than us just trying to use the paper as efficiently as possible and you know, making sure it ends up in the recycle bin and all that.
Nice. You know. So for people that want to get a hold of you guys, one, let's tell them what where you're located at, how they can find you online, and then how they can contact you.
So we have two locations. One's here in Tucson at First and Prince, First Avenue and Prince. The other is in Green Valley at I-19 and Esperanza.
Nice.
You can reach us, you know, by phone, email. You know, we have a website that you can actually order products on. It's www.printapc.com. It's the word print and then like our initials.
Yeah, I was checking that out the other day. And it's pretty efficient.
Yeah,
easy to maneuver.
It continues to grow. We continue to add products. A lot of people really like to order on there, and we love the. Love when they do, and we're on Instagram and Facebook, and you know we're gradually growing that social media part of the world, but that's always a challenge, as you know. But we get a lot of traffic to our website, and like I said, even if you don't find it on the website, you just pick up the phone and call us, and you know, if we do it, if it's printed, we probably do it.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Curtis, for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it always.
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's Curtis Roman with Action Print and Copy. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, please check it out. We're asking for donations of cars, RVs, and unused vehicles, which all the proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, Veteran Rescue Mission, to help us better shelter and help connect veterans with housing and benefits. You guys hang in right there. We'll be back right after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We're highlighting the good in our community.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing Photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Russell True.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, you got it down.
You're yes, ready. Sir.
How much do I owe you? Oh, no, you don't know.
He gets shy. Remember, he doesn't dog after.
I don't know. I don't want anything. The intro. He's too shy to tell me.
No.
Yeah, well, that's Mr. Andresito, as we call him here. I'm here with Andreas, of your motivational coach and speaker, and I'm Pastor John McClain. We, as he mentioned, we have Mr. Russell True with White Stallion Ranch here joining us to talk about all the awesome stuff they do. I've had the good fortune of staying at the White Stallion Ranch before.
Nice.
And for those who have lived in Tucson for more than a couple years, if you haven't been to the White Stallion Ranch yet, you need to. Because it's one of the not only one of the diamonds in the rough of Tucson or of the greater Pima County area, but it, in my opinion, it's one of the pillars of Pima County area. Like, it's really one of those places that I wouldn't be surprised. It's been bringing people from around the world back to Tucson, and has kind of like, for the people that live in Tucson that know about it, certainly gives them that staycation or that respite that we so badly need when the rigmarole of life kind of gets us. So, but enough doting. Thank you, thank you, Russell, for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I guess for those out there listening who kind of have really no idea what a dude ranch is, and the everything that is involved with that, I guess explain to our listeners what is White Stallion Ranch, and what that entails, and what they can expect if they were to stop by.
Well, at our core, we're a real ranch. Dude Ranch is a ranch that takes in guests.
Okay.
The first one was in 1892 in Dakota Territory, called the Eaton's Ranch. So in a lot of ways, it hadn't changed at all. Mm. In a lot of ways, it's changed a fair amount. And the core is the same. It's about Western hospitality, staying on a real ranch, getting those authentic experiences, and riding horses.
Mm-hmm.
But people's expectations have changed, and not everybody wants to ride a horse. So some people want to do the rock climbing or ride the e-bikes or do the target shooting or the archery. And, they expect good food. And if they don't eat gluten, they don't want it. And if they don't eat meat, they don't want it. And so, it used to be meat and potatoes and and beans, and now it's whatever people want to a large extent. You have to be a whole lot more diverse.
Interesting. And then, what is the history of, I guess, Dude Ranch as a whole, and then what is the history of you guys' ranch?
Well, Dude Ranching really sprung up, same as our ranch, from real cattle ranches, the Eatons, which I already referred to. That's how that started. Started as a cow and horse outfit, and turned into taking in guests, and suddenly they started paying, and a little industry was born. And actually, dude ranching was really big in the West, including Arizona. There were well over 300 ranches in Arizona, and there were well over 100 ranches in the Tucson area specifically. We really were the dude ranch capital of the world. But White Stallion started out that same way. It started out as a cow outfit, probably pretty small, and probably a squatter's ranch in the turn of the century era. It started to take in guests in 1945, and we're about the fifth owner, and our family's been there 58 years.
That's wild.
Yeah. And like, just from your personal experience, like what about this inspired you to do this type of work? You know, have you always been doing this, like ever since you were a little kid, or what inspired you to get into this?
Well, I think, you know, what inspired our parents was bad weather in Denver and where they were living. And so, like so many, they came to Tucson, and they really wanted to come to Tucson. They loved Arizona, loved Tucson. And so my father just sort of spontaneously came down and started looking for something to do. He ended up picking White Stallion. He had to talk my mom into it, and and that was a bit of a journey. But he got her talked into it, and I got the great privilege of growing up there. I've been there since I was five. We just started our 58th year. So my greatest accomplishment is picking my parents well.
That was a good idea.
I did that really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, I mean, it's the cool thing, you know, you've got to see White Stallion and Tucson in a lot of ways grow over the past 58 years. What have you seen, you know, what has changed with White Stallion from when, you know, your parents took it over when you were 5 years old to today, would you say?
Well, so many things in specific have changed because we follow the culture. People say to me, what are you going to do next? I said, I don't know. The guests will tell me. I don't know. So, you know, they wanted more activities. I already mentioned we did that. Years ago, when I was a kid, our guests didn't want evening entertainment. They wanted to smoke. They wanted to drink, and they wanted to play cards and socialize. It was kind of like a country club, dude ranches in general. But then eventually, now we've got the Luke Rollins show, which is Western entertainment. We've got the cowboy singer. We've got the line dancing. We've got the nature program. We've got Phil Garcia, our biggest hit, doing his stuff. And so we have entertainment. We already talked about the food. You know, who knew we have wireless internet all over the ranch, and who knew how important that would be to people for either business or recreation? A lot of things have changed. But the core is the same. You know, it's about that special brand of Western hospitality, authenticity, real. You know, we've got 3,000 acres, 2 miles of common fence with the national park. You're out there, it could be 1870 or it could be 2022. You know, it's really an experience, outdoors, uncrowded, out of the way. You know, our guests from Tucson, more and more, they get away without going far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, well, we'll have all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Mr. Andreas Ruiz, and he has a little something to tell you about I Believe Myself Coaching.
Yeah, so this coming July 25th, I will be having a Zoom event, a masterclass at 5 p.m. PST time, and it's called the Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement Masterclass. Well, you will get some insights on what it is exactly that you desire to do this upcoming year and these next 3, 5, 10 years. I'm going to give you the exact formula for you to get started taking action towards that goal, that dream, that desire, so you can find your life's purpose and leave a legacy behind. If you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I will give you all the details. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Russell True.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Again. So that's the big guy right there, Andres. And my son, dude, you're doing an amazing job, dude. I'm proud of you.
Yay.
And we have, yes, the man of the hour, Russell True, with a lot of great information about his White Stallion Ranch. I mean, I'm even intrigued by the stuff that he's talking mm-hmm. about. And, you know, even Tom back there is intrigued by, yeah. by this information. But, you know, we're talking about how it's a ranch where people can stay. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, Russell, like, can people, you know, make reservations to go check it out and just to go have dinner? And also tell us a little bit about the entertainment, because it sounds like it sounds like a lot of fun. You said Phil Garcia. There's some people that, you know, what kind of entertainment is it? Is it, what kind of music do they play? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, we certainly... meals are available on reservation only, because mm-hmm. sometimes if we're really busy, oddly in June right now, we're virtually sold out.
Nice.
But we still have some spots for dinners or lunches, and people do. We don't advertise it, but they come out. You know, Dude Ranches are typically the whole package, virtually an all-inclusive minus alcohol. We have a bar, but it's extra. But mm-hmm. there, we've also... made some different packages where people can come out and just do B&B and get away, and maybe they want to just enjoy the space and go out and eat at restaurants or maybe eat with us some. And but we also do something getaway today, which is bed and breakfast plus one free activity, and that gives them a taste without spending the same amount of money. It's pretty mm-hmm. affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of variety. The meal's absolutely open to the public. We have Tucson Mountain Stables, which are on the ranch. They take all the same trails. It's a separate business, but they do the public riding. So it's the same experience as ours, different company, but they can either call Tucson Mountain Stables or come to White Stallion, call us, and we'll put them together. Entertainment, literally, Phil Garcia does a nature show. Luke Rollins does his Wild West entertainment, which is whip cracking bull with the bull whips. Gun spinning and his world class rope tricks.
Nice.
We have Dave Rickner do cowboy singing on Saturdays. Bill Gans, a local star, does cowboy bonfires. It's all kind of Western or country music. And then we do line dancing once a week. And then we throw in other things like art classes and desert shows. And so it's varied. And astronomy once a week, where we have a very nice telescope, knowledgeable astronomer out showing them the universe.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the organization escapes me now, but I know you guys are partnered with an organization that helps veterans, you know, do therapeutic service with animals.
Right.
Yeah.
BCI, Base mm-hmm. Camp mm-hmm. for Veterans, Debbie Plum's organization mm-hmm. and we've been with her from the beginning, and host some veterans and they get to do some work with Mustangs and bring their family, and it's a very unique approach.
Mm-hmm.
Working with equines, not unique at all, but the way they do it and bringing the family has really been a really nice success.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. And I guess kind of in that same vein, I guess tell us about awards that you guys have won.
Well, you know, you said if you've been around Tucson a little while, you should know us. But mm-hmm. the irony is I hear once a week somebody comes out, I've lived here 30 years mm-hmm. and didn't know you were here. And mm-hmm. I just feel like, man, we must be the worst marketers in the world. Gosh. But, you know, we have won some awards. And a couple of years ago, we won USA Today, the nationwide newspaper's number one family vacation in the U.S. We've Smart Travel named us one of the top 12 all-inclusives in the U.S. But I think, and we have several others, but I think the one that we're most proud of, because it's a consistent performance, 9 years, we've been Tucson's number one hotel, resort, spa, or guest ranch We've been that 9 years in a row. We've been nationally recognized by TripAdvisor. You know, we're up against some really tall company out there. You know, Canyon Ranch, Hacienda del Sol, Miraval, the resorts like Lowe's and Westin. We're pretty proud of that. And that's all from guest reference.
Yeah.
Nothing better than good referrals.
Yeah, and it makes sense for sure, especially having stayed at probably at least half those places that you mentioned, including you guys' place. And I'm not saying this just because you're on the show. You guys, your place is my favorite experience that I've had.
Well, thank you.
Because, I mean, as much as, like, just for example, as much as I like the amenities that Westin La Paloma has and kind of like the different little knickknacks and tallywacks they have, when I go to White Stallion Ranch and I participate and I'm there, like, it's like I've left Tucson, I've left home, and I'm gone out on the on the range, and I'm part of that lifestyle, and you know, the things that I get to do there, that's one of the only places that I would be able to do that type of stuff. So I certainly I can see why you guys have got that level of kind of rating and credentialing, because it is a really special experience.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I omitted Arizona Inn and Tanque Verde and lots of others. But, you know, it's a lot of it right now is our crew. You know, the ranch is pretty polished up. But, boy, the crew, and through the virus and the whole mess, and they were just stellar. And they're authentic, genuine, kind people. And that's the culture that they create, and our guests just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's really important to have that authenticity, that customer service is really important as well. And I think that's probably something that companies need more of. And that's why, you know, your company's thriving. I mean, it sounds like you guys put a lot of emphasis on having that customer service and also having that great attitude. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I always think, yes, first of all, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I was at an Expedia Worldwide Conference one time, and they had the guy who founded Zappos Shoes, and he was a pretty famous guy at the time, and they were all known for customer service. And he said, you know, it's not about customer service. He said, people are wrong about that. It's about company culture. And at first, I didn't get it because I'm not as smart as he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took me a while, and I thought, wow, that's wisdom. That's a bullseye right there. And so I thought, well, that's what we continue to work on. We didn't know we were, but that's the way to succeed and do it right.
If for those, that person or those people that approach you and they've never heard of White Stallion Ranch before, but they're, you know, they're considering, they want to check it out, what is it that you say to them that they can expect when they go to White Stallion Ranch, and what a weekend there feels like, looks like?
Well, I mean, it's the Dude Ranchers Association likes to say horses, hats, hospitality, heritage, honesty, and heart. And that is the core of dude ranching, especially those first three. And so they're going to get that Western experience. They're going to get Western hospitality. They're going to get horses. They're going to get real. But they're going to get to do it comfortably. And, you know, if mom loves horses and dad thinks that they're the worst thing on four legs, and he can go shoot guns and do rock climbing and ride around on the e-bikes and enjoy the pool and the hot tub and the sport court and the movie theater and the game room and the evening entertainment and the petting zoo, and the kids can do, you know, and kids get freedom. And, you know, I have boys that were, they're now 30 and 33, and when they were little, we took them to dude ranches because it was where they got the same sense of freedom and self-reliance. And, you know, take them to a hotel or resort, you can't let them out of your eyes. And so they really enjoyed it a lot more, and Lord knows we did.
Like, what was that, what, for you, like, what would you say, anybody that has kids, you know, for example, me, I have a 7-10 year old, like, what would that, what kind of benefits would people have from that? Because it sounds like there's some benefits, like that reliance, self-reliance and all that stuff. But tell us a little bit about the benefits that parents would have and the experience that they would have, you know, with their kids.
Well, I mean, I go right back to what I said. You know, you can't experience it. You can't believe it until you experience it. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there and watch your 7- and 10-year-old running around with another 10- and 12- and 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. And they're, hey, Dad, we don't, you know, we're going to go eat over there. You eat with Mom. And we're going to go ride with our new friends. And we're going to play tennis or something. So that's good because they get some freedom that I grew up with, but a lot of kids don't. And mm-hmm. and then they get to do some things that, who cares if they ever ride is in their future? I mean, it's not important, but what's important is that they get on an animal that weighs 1,000-1,200 pounds and they learn how to control it. It's real. It's not Disney. It's not some carnival ride. It's not mm-hmm. false. It may be exciting to go to Disney, but this is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and they take away accomplishment and success.
And let our listeners know where White Stallion Ranch is located and how they can get a hold of you guys.
Well, of course, everything's on the internet now. So www.whitestallion.com. And we answer our phone. We respond to our emails. And we're on the northwest side, sort of between unincorporated Pima County, between Tucson and Marana. Easily accessed by I-10.
Mm-hmm.
Twin Peaks Road is the address. And once you're there and you turn onto that mile and a half dirt road, you know, you're looking at Panther and Safford Peaks. That's what brought our parents there, and the national park and all that unspoiled desert.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful views that are out of this world, for sure.
I've never grown tired of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Russell, for joining us. Those that are listening, that's White Stallion Ranch. You heard the man. Go to whitestallion.com to check it out. It's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the two Andreas. We'll catch you all next week, and God bless.
Have a good day.
We heard that one.
Yeah.
And they heard me too.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.